Getting a flu shot is one of the most important things you can do to stay healthy this year. Flu shots are available and free to University of Alabama students at sites across campus and at the UA Student Health Center and Pharmacy. Check out our schedule at cchs.ua.edu/flu shot. Call 205-348-6262 for a flu shot appointment at the Student Health Center, or walk up Monday through Friday from 4 to 4:45 p.m.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Sunday, y'all. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. And April showers bring May flowers, man.
And April fools.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Okay, speaking of that, I have to tell you this really quickly.
Okay, please.
So this past Saturday, actually, yeah, this past Saturday, I had a DJ the Heart Walk, and as an April Fool's joke, because it was on April 1st,
yes.
I was like, hey, welcome to the Heart Walk, everybody, we're going to get warmed up, da 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 da, and I said, thank you so much for running this half marathon, and everybody like looked at me, and I was April Fool's, that was my April Fool's joke.
That was pretty good.
It was.
That's really good. So, I don't know, April Fool's.
Did you do an April Fool's?
I did not, and maybe because normally I would have tried to think of some type of office prank, mm-hmm. but because it was on a Saturday, didn't really think of anything. So then you just see people make up some really lame things to put on social media. So that's why I envy you for not being on social media, because I had to see all the things.
Oh.
Like, some things are cutesy from different companies. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Chick-fil-A had this ad for, oh, try our newest flavor milkshake that are like pickle juice, dill, whatever. And, you know, that's like funny and cute.
Yeah.
But then other people were just making up some really
ridiculous
things.
Did you see any good ones that you were like, oh, that's a really good one?
Honestly, no. But I might have been in a salty mood that day. I don't know why. It was a Saturday and it was a great day. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. So, but I feel like, you know, we've had all kinds of crazy weather, rain, cold, hot and sunny. Yes.
But we are in April. So April is the month of weird weather.
It is.
Just FYI.
And also, because this has been confirmed, because April is like a month of like weird weather, later this month we are going to have a weatherman with us.
Yes.
Who is also a beekeeper. It's WVUA's own Richard Scott. And I feel like more of my questions are going to be about him as a beekeeper than a weatherman. Because he people will call him to get
honey.
Yes, honey. And they'll know of like abandoned houses where there's like a bee swarm. And so he'll like literally cut out the wall, take part of the wall that all the bees are attached to, and then bring them to his home.
Okay, I might need his help because I have a community of carpenter bees. Does he handle carpenter bees?
I don't know.
I've already named them. Lewis is my favorite. He's super chill and great, but I've got another one.
Okay.
That is not my friend.
Well, that might be on our to-do, but
I
don't know. But no, but we won't be talking about weather today.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think, again, with April, so for those of you listening to us, you've probably heard us acknowledge before, this is pre-recorded.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just
April Fool's.
I'm putting that out there just so that, so technically for us, this week, as of the day that we're recording this, it's Honors Week, but when you listen to it, you know, Honors Week will have been this past week, and that's always a fun time on campus.
Do you feel like we've scammed everybody? Because remember how one day we started talking about it, and all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, she's told our secret. It's like one of those things, like, we are real humans.
Yes.
We aren't robots.
Yes.
And we are recording the show.
Yes.
I don't know. I like being transparent with my listeners.
I know. Well, I think because sometimes we forget to tell guests, and then guests will cat out of the bag that,
And the cool thing is we are on Apple, we are on Spotify, so it's fun, like, if people listen to it, it doesn't matter if it doesn't actually happen on that day, because most people don't listen to it in real time anyway.
Yes. And just to put things in perspective, y'all, back when we did keep it a secret, you probably noticed that Whitney and I would never make a comment about the football game score, because even though I would like to assume that Alabama won the game, we would never say like, oh yeah, that was an awesome game, like, we totally kicked some tail.
We never would talk football. So now you guys know.
Yeah, but anyways, before we dig ourselves into more of a hole, we are going to take a quick break. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Fit to Be Tie with Sheena and Whitney. And I should have said something funny for like April Fool's, but it kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't really prepared for that. Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. April showers bring May flowers. Yes. And so we've had lots of rain lately, but we're not talking about weather, even though I really like talking about weather. It's kind of strange. But we do have a couple of guests on our show. And this is cool because we have two guests, and both of our guests are students. Mm-hmm. One works directly with me, and then the other student actually is interning with you. And so I think that's kind of cool. So I'll introduce my student.
Yes.
And then I'll let you introduce your student.
Absolutely.
So I have with me today Hannah Yesenchuk, who is our UREC PA for not personal training, group exercise, although she is a personal trainer too, so I kind of get confused sometimes. And you are a personal trainer. You do teach group exercise classes. You keep our program on track. Hannah, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for introducing me.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
But it's funny. It's literally like there's a microphone here, and it's almost like you're like teaching a class. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Yes. We're very laid back here. And I think with that said, I will now introduce my intern, Paige Umbach, who is a UA student. You are in the public health arena. And also, too, when I was going back and looking at your resume from when you first sent it, when we were deciding if you were going to do your internship with me, I didn't know Homegirl was a National Merit Scholar.
Oh, wow.
So I just have to put that out there, too. And you are one of our Project Health members in our Healthy Minds division.
Very cool.
Is that correct? Yeah.
That's all correct. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely.
Man, I think this is the most people we've had in a while, Sheena, because I feel like it's usually like me and you, or we bring like one guest, and we've been just kind of like doing the show ourselves, so we have a lot to talk about today. So Hannah and Paige, thanks for being on the show. I kind of want to start with, I'm going to ask you, Paige, since I don't know you, you know, what your background is, your degree, what you want to do, where are you from, all the things.
Yeah, so I'm from a really small town called Matthews. It's right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
So a little bit of a ways from here. I'm getting my degree right now in public health, and then I also have a minor in psychology, which I've really enjoyed. The goal for me kind of after graduation is to be a therapist one day. So in the fall, I will be starting my master's in clinical mental health counseling at Wake Forest.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, kind of preparing to finish up my degree here in May.
Wow. Are you nervous?
I think so. I think I'm kind of compartmentalized.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a little bit nervous.
Yeah. Cool, Hannah. I know you very well, but for our listeners that don't know you.
Yeah, I'm like, and me too.
Well,
I'm like,
you don't know Hannah.
No.
Oh my.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm geeking out right now. I'm very excited.
Hannah, tell us about yourself.
All right, so I'm originally from California, so I'm a long way from home.
Yes, you are.
I'm majoring in kinesiology, exercise science, and I started out teaching group exercise classes, and then I became a PA, and now I'm also a personal trainer.
Nice. What part of California are you from?
I'm from Southern California.
Okay.
So it's called Moore Park. Very teeny tiny little town.
Okay,
but
very nice.
Yeah.
I did an internship in Southern California. I was in the Valley, though. I had some family that was like in the Van Nuys
the
area.
The Valley. Oh, my God.
I know. But the office that I worked out of was in Old Town Pasadena, and then we would go over LA
Actually,
County.
That's like probably 45 minutes away from me.
Nice. Aww. Okay. Yeah. So when I hear California, I'm like, what part are you from? Knowing it's like a massive state. So yeah.
It is such a massive state. I think we talk about that all the time because one of our other PAs/ supervisors is also from California. She's from the northern part, so I'm always like, ooh, we got Northern Cal and Southern Cal. And apparently think I should live in California.
Yeah, you have a California vibes.
Yeah, so
you
I'm like, totally now.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Well, cool. Well, thank you guys for being on the show today. And honestly, the reason why we like to bring students on is because it kind of gives our listeners a chance to like see what like Sheena and myself do, because we're constantly surrounded by students and we like to mentor and help grow. And just, we love, you know, being in the mix. But tell me something about yourselves, like maybe a hobby or something fun that you like to do that kind of like decompress. Hannah?
Well, surprisingly, I'm an exercise science major, so I love to work out. I'm one of those weird people. I go to sleep at like 8 or 9 o'clock, and I like to wake up at like 5 o'clock and go get my little workout in, and just helps me keep my mind clear and ready for the day.
So what do you like to do to work out?
I like to do, like, resistance training, or, like, I like to go on walks. So majority resistance training, then I'll add in a little bit of, like, cardio.
Yeah, very
nice.
Cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Paige, how about you?
You know, I also love a long walk. The Tuscaloosa River Walk is, like, my favorite place in Tuscaloosa. I also am a stress baker, so...
A stress baker.
Yeah. If there's a lot going on, I love to get in the kitchen and bake something. But, Hannah, I'm kind of like you. I love to go to bed early. I just cannot hang past the gym.
Love it. I need to know, what's your favorite thing to stress bake? Like, are you talking, like, muffins, cakes, pies, something more savory? Like, what does this look like?
Honestly, kind of depends on the day. I really like doing things like bars or cookies. I have two other roommates, so they love when I stress you.
They're like, can I stress you out, please? Yeah.
I had a really good, one of my Pilates clients brought in, they made these little, like, cookie kind of, they weren't even cookies, they were like dough, but it was chickpea and it was oats and it was peanut butter and the chickpea, you didn't know you were eating chickpea, but it was like a really nice, it was a protein drop, I don't even know, but it was really good with like dark chocolate in it. Do you make that kind of stuff, or do you like the fun stuff?
Honestly, a little bit of both. Yeah. Sometimes the fun stuff. Sometimes I'll do things like baked oatmeal.
Yeah.
Love me some baked oats. Again, kind of depends on my mood.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm kind of curious for both of you guys. I love learning about the fun things that you do. But also, you know, how has this semester been for you so far? Y'all are both... See, like, you're graduating in May, Paige, right? And then Hannah, December is when you're graduating. So, like, you know, you're sooner, Paige. You're going to be out the door and be like, peace. But, like, Hannah's got, I wonder how that came across on the air. Peace. And then Hannah, you've got, you know, through December. But, like, how's this semester been? And just thinking about winding down, Paige, I'll start with you because you're closer.
Yeah, this semester has definitely been good. I think it has been busy trying to kind of wrap things up with academics and then also juggling, you know, interviews for my master's program and thinking about still being involved with some of the things that I do on campus. It's definitely been a lot to juggle, but it's also been really sweet. I think I've been able to kind of savor the last months of, you know, kind of my college experience. Mm-hmm. So it's been good. Definitely a balancing act, though.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hannah, what about you?
Yeah, I'd agree. It's all a balancing act. I know I wasn't planning on graduating in December. I found that out pretty recently.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's new for us.
And I was like, whoa, all right. That threw me for a loop, but all good now. Got the plan going. I'll still be in Tuscaloosa after I graduate, just getting ready to apply for PA school. But this semester's been going good.
That's awesome.
I feel like I'm used to having three jobs, school, balancing social life, all that.
All the things.
Yeah, all the things.
You know, I think, Paige, considering the fact that you're going to be going to grad school pretty immediately, and then, Hannah, you have definite plans for applying to PA schools, I guess I'm just kind of curious, like, what's going through your heads when you think about deciding what schools you want to go to or how many to apply for? Because I'm wondering with our listeners who are graduating seniors or juniors, and they're thinking, like, oh, my gosh, these people seem to have, like, their life together. Yeah. Did they just apply and they were, like, one and done? Did they apply to, like, 5 or 10? Like, what does this look like? So I kind of like, you know, Paige, I guess we'll start with you in terms of, like, your methodology for thinking, what were the grad schools you were targeting? Like, what did that process look like for you?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of upfront research that I did before I even started the application process, trying to see, you know, kind of what was going to be important to me in a grad school. And then also things, I want to be a therapist, and so licensure is a big step that I'm going to eventually have to take. So looking into, like, how can I prepare upfront based off of the school that I'm going to go to make that process easier. So that kind of informed me really applying mostly to North Carolina schools, because that's where I do want to be licensed one day. But also thinking about things like, you know, what size do I want in a program? Do I want a cohort model, or do I want there to be more students and more faculty available for me? And then other things like location, kind of the values of the university as well. That was important to me in the areas that they're kind of researching or pioneering in. So I think those were kind of the top things that I thought about. But also, like, I love being home. I'm kind of a homebody. And so I did apply to schools that were closer to home than Alabama is. I'm about 8 hours now, and the school I decided on is an hour and a half away from home. So that's kind of a plus for me.
Well, I think just hearing that, I'm like, okay, you definitely have your life a lot more together.
Yeah,
I'm like, I think I was just like, oh, okay, this is convenient.
My friends are going there, so I'll go there.
But Hannah, I want to hear your response as well. I know we have to take a quick break, but when you catch us on the flip side, we want to hear from you. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied, and we just have some really successful students on our show. Yes. It's kind of making me, like, go back and question things and my experiences, but,
hey,
you know, it's all good.
What's driving adults?
That's right. Come on. We're close to 40. Yeah. I've been counting more gray hairs lately.
Well,
that's a whole other topic.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Hannah, tell us a little bit about, you know, what's been going through your mind as you approach, like, you know, graduating and where you're going to go. I mean, what have you been doing to prepare?
Yeah. So I've always known I wanted to go into the healthcare field. Mm-hmm. I know I started out as pre-PA throughout college, and then I was kind of transitioned to pre-PT for a while, and I'm back, like, fully into pre-PA. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm kind of in that mode of, like, finding out with schools what's going to work for me, and what kind of program I'm looking for. Biggest thing for me is I'd like to stay in Alabama, mm-hmm. even though I'm from California. I really love it down here, so
nice.
I am trying to stay down here and get all my patient care hours and resume and letters of rec and all those things in line before I go ahead and apply next spring.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask, why do you want to stay in the South? I mean, like, I love the South, but I don't know.
As a California girl.
Yeah. I love it down here. It's super nice. My family's trying to move down here.
Nice.
My sister's about to finish up law school and move back here with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So it's just the whole family's about to come down to Alabama and get some land. And
okay.
Well, I like
turn
it. Southern.
Well, I'll take
turn
it.
Turn Southern on us.
Well, welcome to the family permanently. I like that. Okay. Very nice.
Well, and I'm curious because both of you guys are in the healthcare field. Like, that's what mm-hmm. you want to do. You want to help people. You've kind of, like, y'all would be great at it. You already are great at it. Like, what does the self-care look like for you? So, like, if, you know, as you've been a student in school and as you've had to balance all these things, we're kind of, like, teetering this little balancing act of, like, you got to go to school, but then you also want to be involved in, like, clubs and stuff like that, and you want to work, but then you need time for yourself. We already know your hobbies, but, like, how do you factor that in?
I mean, for me, I found a job that goes along with exactly what I like to do for self-care.
Yeah.
So, like, going to work every single day for me is really exciting. I'm getting to train different clients. I'm getting to teach a workout class. I'm getting to work in the office. And as Whitney knows, I'm mm-hmm. very, like, detail-oriented. So mm-hmm. the office work is, like, I also enjoy doing that. And then I always just make time, do one thing a day that, like, I enjoy, whether that's going on a walk, doing mm-hmm. my own workout, cooking a fun dinner, watching a movie. Mm-hmm. Just choosing one thing a day to look forward to doing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I love that.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's great, choosing one thing. I think, you know, there's so much going on in college that, for me, like, I've had to be really intentional about carving out time for self-care. Mm. You know, I think in my life it hasn't just happened. Mm-hmm. It's something I've had to make the choice to invest in. So I'll actually kind of put times in my Apple calendar when I'm like, you know what, I'm going to dedicate this to going to the river walk or mm-hmm. getting coffee with a friend, doing the things I know make me feel good. Also, this is kind of a plug for the mental health field, but going to therapy. That's something that is really important for my own self-care, so that's something that I am intentional about making sure I have time for during the week.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you sharing that, because I think that that just kind of, you know, invites our listeners to know, like, wow, we have fellow students that are advocating for, like, hey, part of my self-care plan is getting to utilize a therapist, like, while yeah. I'm in college, because there's so much going on. And I think even with my own experience, I think it was the counseling center that I utilized in grad school, mostly because there were just so many different things on my plate. And I was like, I need mm-hmm. someone who is completely objective mm-hmm. to tell mm-hmm. me, like, whether or not this is feasible. Because sometimes with your friends, you think, like, but do you get it? I don't know. And so I needed someone to say, like, no, this really is not mm-hmm. sustainable.
Well, and sometimes friends don't really give you, I mean, they're good friends, but they don't always give you the right advice, you know, mm-hmm. because they're so close. It's like a family member. Family is awesome, but, like, sometimes family can't give you the right advice. You have to find somebody that can just listen to you, you know, and just kind of help you from the outside lens. Mm-hmm. So I think that, I mean, that's great. I mean, I don't think I really even, I'm thinking back to, like, my college experiences, I was like, well, I guess it's time to wake up for class, and I'll go to class, and, you know, then maybe I'll go dance at the rec center or something. But y'all have, just from talking to you, and Hannah, I know you, and then Paige getting to know you through this, like, y'all have such bright futures, because you're already creating these behavioral patterns as a student. I just talked to this Leadwell program a couple of weeks ago over at the Culver House College of Business, where it's this program where they're trying to empower students to create these, and I think you've talked to him as well. It was pretty awesome, actually. Like, I was impressed. I was like, whoa, y'all are, like, really professional people here. I was like, and they're students, and they're young, and I was like, this is some awesome stuff that we have going on. But they were asking me about, like, fitness tips for a new professional or for a college kid. And I said, you know, to be honest with you, utilize your resources on campus. Mm-hmm. Utilize the rec center. Get a job. Go to counseling services or center. You know, get involved with Health Hut people. Like, find something that you can get plugged in, because it's important, because one day you're not going to have it, or you will have it, but you have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And starting to learn to manage your time. And you guys are doing a really great job of that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, you know, thinking about all the different things that y'all have been involved with, I know that this might sound like a weird question, but I'm actually kind of curious. You know, there's so many different student organizations on campus, and I may be the only one that's like this, but I feel like when I got close to graduation, there were certain student organizations that I realized existed that I wish that I had joined. Are there any that you're like, oh my gosh, if I could go back in time, like my freshman or sophomore year, I'd love to join XYZ. And I'll just be transparent and say for
do
me,
what?
I really wish that I could have joined I can't sing, but I would have loved to have joined that student a cappella group.
Oh,
remember when we had our student Levi that came to say that he was in that No Strings Attached.
Is that what they were called?
That's what they were called.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that, and then I think Capstone Men and Women is the other one.
Looking back, I totally don't know why I'm saying this, but I really think I would have done, like, ROTC. Think about it.
I could see that.
Think about it, though. Like, it opens up the door for things, you know?
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes. Have y'all had any of those moments? Or me and Whitney, just the weird ones?
Yeah, we're just, you know, strange. Girls doing a radio show. No credentials here. Yeah.
No, I love that question. I think if I were to go back and do it again, I would probably want to join the Avantes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I gave tours in high school, and I loved it. And I think just, like, the school spirit and school pride here at Alabama is so unique. So being able to kind of be behind the scenes, but also, like, talking to new students, mm-hmm. Kind of about what they love about the university would be so fun.
They don't wear heels and walk backwards, do they?
That's
Okay. I was about to say, careful.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do that.
That's very challenging. Hannah, what about you?
I can't think of one off the top of my head. That was a really good answer, because I know I worked around them when we did event with them at Rexpo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were, like, just full of energy
are.
Some of the nice people I've ever met.
Yeah.
So that's a really good answer.
Yeah.
I probably agree with that one.
Yeah. I could see both of y'all doing that.
I'll put out there, I was an Avanti.
You were an Avanti?
Yeah. Summer of 2005. Mm-hmm. I will say, for any listener who is thinking about doing that, do not take an anatomy class at night the same summer that you're an Avanti, because it will make your experience less pleasurable. It was still a great, wonderful, fun time, but just don't do that. So, anyways.
So, did y'all have to be, like, super hype like they are now? Because they are, like,
they're
cheerleaders.
Yes.
And my teammates actually had to have an intervention with me because I drank a lot of caffeine that summer, and I had to do the welcome in the ballroom a lot of the mornings, and I would talk too fast.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Does your voice get higher as you talk fast?
It does.
I can see that.
Higher and faster.
So, higher and faster.
Anyways, that is not a good wellness routine, but I have learned from my ways.
I mean, I think it's kind of cool to, like, look back. I mean, because I think for me, I mean, ROTC, that's just, like, a really random thing I would have chosen now, just looking back and, like, the benefits that come with it. But, like, I wish I would have danced more, because I did Dance Alabama. I wasn't a dance major. I thought mm-hmm. I was going to do dance major, but then I kind of shifted my course. But I think I would have been more involved with the dance department, whether it was choreographing or, you know, trying to be in more pieces. I think that would have been kind of fun. So, I don't know. It's kind of cool to look back and think, like, what would I have done?
I think so. And, you know, the fact that both of you have your lives so well together and y'all are go-getters, it's inspiring for us to get to interview folks mm-hmm. like y'all. But I know we've got to take another break, and then we have a ton more questions mm-hmm. for you. So thank you for staying with us. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney, and I almost got a little tongue-tied.
You know,
it almost happened.
It's okay. It happens. When you were talking, I just looked at my phone. I was like, oh, yeah, we're recording. Wait a second. So we would have sounded confused together. But you honestly, know, we would have just
played it off.
played it off or re-recorded it. I don't know.
Hit that stop button. But anyway, so Paige and Hannah, I kind of would like to get into talking about just some advice that you guys would give other students. Because I know, Hannah, you work out all the time and you enjoy it. You're a personal trainer. You give people advice. And I know, Paige, I'm getting to know you a little bit better, but you love the psychology and the mental health side of it and then public health. So I just think in general, you know, if you're looking at, you know, trying to get students healthy, trying to encourage healthy behavior as a college student, like, what would be some tips and tricks? It could be anything that you would give your younger self information or a new class of freshmen coming in or just a senior that maybe hasn't stepped foot in the rec center. I don't know.
Yeah, like what does that elevator pitch kind of look like?
Elevator pitch. Love it.
Yes.
I would say for like as far as working out, just find something that you enjoy. Because if you enjoy it, it's not going to feel like, oh, I got to go work out. Like I know I found that I really enjoy resistance training and I really like walking. So that's what I look forward to doing that every single day. Some people love doing like dance classes, so, like days at the rec, or they love Pilates and yoga. I think just finding something that you enjoy and going ahead and doing that. And then if you feel like you don't know what's going on, come to Group X class at the rec.
Yeah.
Or get a personal trainer. Kind of figure out what you like. We have so many resources at the rec, so it's the perfect place to start and figure out how you want to go about it.
And Hannah, what do you teach at the rec?
I teach Pulse. Right now I teach Pulse and Rhythm Ride, which is like cycling on the bike with a little bit of grooving, dancing on the bike.
It has this like doing like the snake side to side. It's fun.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. But I've taught everything from like strength, cardio, Pulse, fusion classes, everything but yoga.
And Pilates. You recently started some Pilates.
Yeah, I tried Pilates out. That was a tough one. That challenged me, but it was fun.
That's awesome.
I love that. I think my biggest wellness tip or piece of advice that I would give students is just investing in sleep. I know it's really hard in college because, again, there's a lot going on, but making sure you're getting adequate rest, because I think that really spills over into so many other areas of our health and our wellness. You know, we're not going to be able to perform as well academically if we haven't gotten a lot of sleep. Our mental health probably isn't going to be as strong if we're not getting enough sleep. And then even going and taking rec center classes, like, that's probably not going to be very fun if we're just exhausted.
Right.
So, you know, making sure we can get our 7 to 9 hours every night, kind of a big goal for college students, but I encourage it for sure.
No, I love that. Just that plug for sleep and then just tying it into how that relates to everything else. And, you know, Paige, right now you're with me for your HHE 480 internship, which is that culminating rotation or culminating experience in public health. And I know when you and I got connected, you know, I always get a little weary of taking on public health students just because I am so pigeonholed in nutrition. And so when this opportunity came up for you to collaborate with me specifically with intuitive eating, I'm curious, as someone who's not necessarily in the nutrition field, what that experience has been like for you doing those intuitive eating workshops with me as someone interested in the mental health piece.
Yeah, I think it's honestly been so eye-opening and just such a learning experience. From the public health side, we do get a little bit of training in nutrition, but not a lot. A lot of it really is more like healthy behaviors and how that relates to disease states. But really seeing how a healthy relationship with food is important for people's overall well-being has been so cool. And I think going into the mental health field, knowing kind of that psychological piece of like a healthy relationship with food is going to protect people from eating disorders and other mental health issues has been really valuable for me, because I don't think that's education that I would have necessarily gotten other and other avenues based off of what I am studying. So it's been really eye-opening, and I've really enjoyed it.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. No, thank you for that.
A plus. I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just kind of thinking about, you know, my master's is in health studies, and I started out in kinesiology, and then I was like looking around for like a master's program. I was like, well, health studies would be cool because it's something different that I haven't done before. And I remember as I was going through it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so not related to fitness at all. It's totally different. It's like behavioral theories and all this kind of stuff. But then when I dived in a little bit more, it's kind of like what you're saying, your eyes are opening. I realized that if you're trying to get somebody to change a behavior or like to do a positive behavior, you have to get inside their mind, right? You have to figure out how you're going to get them to comply. Like, why don't they exercise? Like, what type of factors, you know, keep them from exercising or keep them from eating healthy things? And so I think it's pretty cool that you do have that, that you are learning from Sheena in that way, because I think it would only make you expand your knowledge and, I don't know, create some cool programs and, I don't know, be a really cool mental health professional. It's been pretty neat.
I didn't know your master's was in health studies.
Yeah, and honestly, I think I didn't know what I was doing when I started taking it. I'm dead serious. I think I was like, this sounds cool. Health is cool, right? I like healthy things. And when I did it, it was actually an eye-opener because of all the behavioral theories that I had to learn and, like, how are you going to change one's behavior? Because, like, for us in fitness, I don't know about you, Hannah, but, like, I automatically think that, like, oh, group exercise is really fun. I enjoy doing it. Not everybody feels that way. And so you're kind of like, why didn't that person come back to my yoga class? Or is it how I was teaching? Or did they just feel weird in their own body? And I don't know, have you ever had any experiences where, like, you know, it's like you teach a class and you're not sure why people don't come back? Or I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like someone really enjoyed it, but you don't see them.
Yeah, and you kind of want to get inside their head. I think it's the same thing with, like, food or maybe even looking into therapy. So I think, like, using those theories and kind of expanding, like, not just staying in your field, like Sheena looking outside of nutrition, you know, you looking outside of public health, outside of fitness. I don't know. I think it makes you a more well-rounded person. Take those opportunities is what I'm trying to say.
For sure. And I think even just thinking about the types of things you learn in health studies and those different behavioral models, I always think of the stages of change model. I feel like there are different interactions I've had with folks even outside of nutrition where it's like, oh, are they like pre-contemplative or are they, you know, contemplative? Are they active? Like, do they actually, like, are they at a stage where they actually want to make change? Because you may have someone who they're coming to see the personal trainer, not because they actually want to, but because mom and dad, they're footing the bill and they're forcing them to go through it. And
we get
like,
that a lot.
You know, so, and I'm curious, like, do y'all get a lot of clients like that where it's like, well, I'm kind of being forced to come here because mom said she's paying for it because she wants me to exercise, so.
Yeah, it's usually, they won't say it out front, but it's usually pretty obvious when, like, scheduling sessions, getting them to come in, like, whether they're doing it, like, for themselves because they really want to or they feel like they have to. There's a very usually big difference between the clients I can tell, like, are coming in, they enjoy it, they want to be here, they're doing it to better themselves, and the ones that feel like they're like, well, I have to do this. This is like, haven't hit that stage yet.
It's pretty funny. I actually have it's interesting because I have a client, I only train one client, I don't really personal train anymore, but I have one client that I love. She's an older lady, she's in her 80s and used to be very active, you know, and she, her husband was like, gotta get her working out, and I was like, does she want to, or are you wanting her to? And so our workouts are great, but it's very interesting when it's a spouse or a family member that's like, oh, I'm gonna buy this for you. Is it making it something that they want to do? You know, it's just like in recovery, our friends over at the CRC, you have to make the step if you're gonna recover from your addiction. You have to make the first step. Influences are great, having people be a part of that journey, but you alone have to make that decision. It's the same thing with eating habits and exercise and all the things. So, man, deep philosophical conversations.
Well, and when I think about talking to y'all as students and the types of things that you do to serve your fellow peers, you know, we know that for a lot of college students, when they're learning different health behaviors, like obviously they're learning it from like a lot of different influencers on social media, but a lot of times they're mimicking things that are working well for their roommate or their friends or whatever else. So I just really love the fact that y'all are making sure that you have the official knowledge and training and education so that whenever you are having those peer-to-peer conversations about different health topics, you actually know what you're talking about. Like, you're not just going willy-nilly with it. Like, you know, you're definitely within the fitness industry, getting degrees within that. And then Paige, same thing for you, you know, being part of our Healthy Minds branch. So I don't know. I just appreciate that.
I do too.
But anyways, we have got to take another break. We have a last segment. We'd actually like to keep y'all on for it, if that's okay. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney, and thanks to Paige and Hannah, our two students that are on the show today. Y'all have been great. I feel like we should...
I know! Yay!
Give a round of applause. Okay. So Sheena and I always, like, love to end the show with, like, some kind of fun question. And we asked this question last semester to our guests, and then we kind of got away from it this semester because we had some repeat guests that we bring on. But my question to you guys is, what gets you hyped, whether it's before, like, a test or whether it's before you're, like, going out somewhere? Like, what hypes you up?
Yes. And to give you examples, it could be...
anything.
Yeah, it could be a song. It could be... you know, so some people have said music. We had a guest that said what gets her hype was having a really organized schedule for the day. We had another guest that said what gets him hype is when he, like, has a full calendar, but then someone, like, cancels one of the things on his calendar. So then it's, like, unexpected
free
time.
It gets you excited. You, like,
it's
feel
like, oh, my gosh, this is awesome.
It was Charles, by the way.
Yeah.
That was what he said. Yes.
So what gets y'all hype? Like, what kind of gets you in the mood? It could be a specific song or whatever.
I usually call my mom. Aww. She always hypes me up.
I love
and
that.
Like, before a test, if I'm, like, nervous or something, I'll just give her a call, and she always got the right words to say and hypes me up before I go take it.
That's cute.
If it goes good or bad, she's there to support me. So.
Aww. I like that.
That's a really good one.
I love it.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Paige, what you got?
Oh, gosh. I think music, the Mamma Mia soundtrack specifically.
Nice.
Mamma Mia.
That's my hype music. Before I work out, that's on repeat in my AirPods. So.
Really? That's cool. Have you seen the musical, like, on Broadway or, like, off-Broadway?
I haven't. I need to.
It's
I've
pretty good.
Seen the movies, but...
Yeah. Man.
What's getting you hype right now, Whitney? I know you said usually, like, some dancing and, like, music and all the things.
It's always dancing. Man, what's getting me hyped right now? The weather is really getting me hyped.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A very well mixed cocktail gets me hyped in a healthy way. Actually, in all seriousness, the weather really does get me hyped. And me and the husband do this thing where, like, we do yard work. We love being outside. We love doing, like, hard yard work, like lifting stuff. And we do it together. And at the end of the day, it's like, we're going to have something to drink and sit outside and just enjoy, like, my hummingbirds are back. Oh, my gosh, my hummingbirds are back. So I'm hyped about that. I like springtime anyway. That's the things that get me hyped. What about you?
I think right now, my kids, like, they are, like, the ultimate hype men.
Really?
Like, they, like, so my oldest, Sam Gregg, oh, my gosh, he has probably given me more compliments in his, like, 4 years of, or really in the past 3 months than, like, my husband has.
Really?
Like, and my husband, like, very complimentary, but he, like, the other day, I was leaving for work, and he grabbed me by the face, and he's like, Mommy, you're just so beautiful.
Oh, that's
he's like,
so
I hope
beautiful.
You had the best day at work. And I was like, oh, my Lanta. Like, can I just, like, keep you at work with me?
What's causing this? Is Terry influencing him to say nice things? Or, like,
he is genuinely, like, a very sweet boy. Like, his teachers have said that they were like, you are raising him to be a very good husband. Because he'll, like, say things to them because they'll be like, Sam, will you open the door for me? And they're like, anything for you, Mrs. Miller.
Oh, my goodness. So,
but he's also, I think it's a little manipulation because.
Smart.
Yes, when he get, like, recently he got in trouble and then he's like, Mommy, you are the best singer. You sing better than Belle from Beauty and the Beast, which is a bold-faced lie. So I think he's just a little, he's a little too charming for his own good.
Oh, that's cute. But I like that. Maybe it's this season that we're in, springtime and new things, and I don't know.
I'll have to record some of his hypeness and then we'll play it next time. But Paige, Hannah, thank y'all both for being on the show this afternoon. We wish best of luck to both of y'all. Y'all are going to do very grand things. Y'all obviously have your lives together, at least more so than Whitney and I did in undergrad.
I'm just drinking on my back porch. I'm just kidding.
But on that note, you have been listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.